Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Last week, we spent some time discussing how parishes that do wonderful things for their community can be put into danger. The danger is coming to believe that we receive the benefits of God's gracious gift of Jesus by simply helping others. And I want to set us on the correct and often the harder path by restating the fact that we do not inherit the kingdom of God by doing good works. Works are important. Helping others is critical to the gospel and our salvation, but I am compelled to remind that we are saved by faith in the one who came to earth by the power of the Holy Spirit, taught among us. We handed him over. He was tortured, died, and he rose again for us, the Lord, our Lord, Jesus of Nazareth. It is through faith in him that we enter the kingdom of heaven and have peace and comfort in the here and now and salvation and life everlasting with God in the future. In our reading from Romans, Paul takes off right away by stating that simple truth. Paul writes about justification, and I want to make sure we have a good grounding in this word. When Paul writes of justification, he simply means that God has declared someone right. Think of justification as a ruling by a judge. Against all evidence to the contrary, a ruling by a judge that someone is right. Now, it doesn't seem that hard to comprehend unless we dig just a little deeper into it. We don't have a particularly hard time understanding how a judge can get something so wrong that he or she will let a guilty person free. After all, we see that almost daily in our criminal justice system. It is reported in the news relatively frequently. I think where most believers begin to have a problem is when that justification is secured firmly to a Christian whom we know is a scoundrel. If only God knew what we knew about that person in the pew two rows back. But see, here's the thing with justification. It assumes the worst. God not only has assumed the worst about us, he knows the worst about us. He sees into our hearts, just as Jesus saw into the heart of the woman at the well. God knows us and the condition in which we live. God knows we sin. He knows we push him away in a myriad of ways, and yet he, through Jesus, is always there, always willing to declare a believer right. And here we come again to the reason that faith is so important. There is something that must happen before God can and will declare a believer right. Sin must be dealt with. Over and over again, we see in the Old Testament how humans sin, and we see how God responds. Sometimes it's not pretty, and sometimes it presses us to ask how a loving God is capable of such actions. And when we get ourselves into this kind of a knot, and it is a knot, we must understand that we are trying to put our values and our morals onto God, rather than accepting his values and his morals in our life. In the Garden of Eden, we see the first human, so innocent and yet so willing to contravene God's explicit instructions. Hey, they had it all. They had everything. They had God in the cool of the evening. And they chose to go against his instruction, and he sent them out. Now, this isn't the only time we see God punishing sin. It is frequent and yet In the fullness of time, God sent His Son to live and die as one of us, to take our transgressions on Himself so that we could be free from our own violations, so that we could be declared right before God. We often forget in our rush to discharge our religious obligations on Sundays that this is exactly what has happened. What is happening currently and what will continue to happen in the future because of the single and sufficient offering of Jesus on the cross. And friends, there is comfort in these words. Believers must understand how seriously God takes sin in the Old Testament times and even right up to today. Jesus drank the cup of wrath so that we would not have to take it ourselves. Now look, justification can be a hard lesson for believers. It's hard because we so want to believe in the Jesus we were taught about in Sunday school. Isn't this right? The one where we always got the better of unholy people. The Jesus that was never at a loss for words. And yet, the truth be told, we have to understand that while these Sunday school images are good and true and right for Sunday school-aged children, as adults, working out our own faith in fear and trembling, we must accept His whole offering. Jesus' birth, teachings, betrayal, passion, death, and resurrection get us to a true and lively faith. It is only when we look at the whole of Jesus and the whole of His offering and what we have done, even as the people of God, how we have pushed God away through our own sin. It is only when we look at the whole of Jesus as adults that we begin to have an adult faith. A faith grounded in what He gave for us. Jesus takes away sin so that we can be right before God. Friends, no amount of money will buy that. No amount of hours of helping the homeless will procure it. There is only one way, and that is an adult recognition of and belief in the true light of the world and His purpose in coming to live among us. The people of God refuse this exchange, our sin for Jesus' life, at our own peril. The stakes are high, and they are peace with God in the here and now, and everlasting life with Him when our time on this earth is done. Will you please pray with me? Almighty God, who seest that we have no power of ourselves to help ourselves, keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with Thee in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.